Tens of thousands of people around Wisconsin demonstrated this summer in support of racial justice, police reform, and to make the statement that Black Lives Matter. The marches may not be as big or be getting the same headlines lately, but community leaders are still doing a lot of the same work, advocating for police accountability, reallocating city budgets, and finding ways to support neighbors in need of food, supplies, or work. We're checking in with two of those organizers right now, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you take part in any of the marches during the last year? Have you found ways to keep making a difference? Do you have thoughts, hopes to see changes in the way cities, local governments do their budgets, the way they run their police departments? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Mariah Smith is a community organizer in Milwaukee with the group The People's Revolution. Mariah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. Thank you so much.
And Portia Bennett Bay is a Kenosha-based organizer and founder of the community group United as One. She was named one of Time Magazine's Guardians of the Year in 2020. Portia, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mariah, let's start with you. The People's Revolution was a big organizer of marches in and around Milwaukee this summer. The media maybe isn't following things as closely. The marches may not be as big. But what have you been working on in the meantime?
So, I mean, of course, you know, we've been marching. I think today is day 235. I think today is day 235 of consecutive action. 236 of consecutive action. So we've just been doing, you know, food drives. We've been doing canvassing. There's been a COP grant that's been that's circulating through Milwaukee right now, and we were advocating for the older people to say no to that COP grant. So we've been doing a lot of work behind that, a lot of work behind the families, Joel Acevedo, Dontre Hamilton, Alvin Cole, things up with the family. So just been doing a lot of work throughout the city, as well as, you know, common council meetings, all of the things that it takes to get some change. So that we've just been busy in the last 236 days.
And Portia, what have you been focusing on in Kenosha?
Pretty much getting a lot of the laws changed, focusing on who we're going to have running for upcoming elections here in Kenosha for, like, the aldermen's county board and, what is it, state senate in November, and helping the communities out with getting food and, like, household care packages given out to the people, helping them find jobs and things of that nature.
And Mariah, I understand your organization has been working on helping people to run for local office. So what kind of things are you doing? Mariah? I think we might have lost our connection with Mariah. Portia, I want to ask.
Sorry about that.
There you are. Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. What you said? What working
on with or getting people to run for office. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of we actually do work with some state representatives, which have been guiding us. Some of the people that we do have that are marching with us every day, who just have that spunk, that fire that actually takes you know, to run for office. But then also, you know, they have that unwavering spirit when they want to when they're fighting for the people. So we've actually just been working with people that are in current office right now that currently walk with us, people that have just different connections as far as political, Tiffany Henry, David Bowen, Jonathan. But we've just a lot of different people that we've been reaching out to and who have been just guiding us through, guiding some of the people that we have who want to fill those shoes, fill those seats. Walking through those. So that's kind of what we've been doing.
And Portia, I've seen in interviews, you've said you did not plan on taking on a role in your life as an organizer in your community. What led you to where you are now?
I started protesting when the George Floyd situation happened, and it was pretty much, you know, getting people to stand up for what was right. And then I got fully involved once the Blake shooting happened, and
like I said before, you know, I didn't expect to be in it full time, but that first night was like a dangerous situation to where I had to choose, you know, my life or a job. And I chose to do what was right because, one, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, you know, that could have been anyone in my family. So I just decided, you know, enough was enough and decided to just go full-fledged with it. And working alongside some of the people from TPR and some of the people from All of Us or None, people here in Kenosha, BMW, so many other organizations, it's been a pleasure, you know, because we've gotten some things established here in Kenosha. We've gotten, you know, transparency, which is something we didn't have at first, you know. So doing a lot of that work and then not just protesting, but being involved in these county board meetings and stuff like that has kind of gotten us a little farther than what we expected. And so it was just, you know, it was pretty much, if this is what I'm going to do, I have to go all in. So that's what I had to choose.
We're talking to Portia Bennett Bay from Kenosha, an organizer, founder of the community group United as One, and Mariah Smith, organizer in Milwaukee with the group The People's Revolution, looking at what they've been working on in their activism, their efforts to organize communities for racial justice. Mariah, can you talk about support you've seen from the community, maybe even outside of the group you work with immediately? What do you hear from people across Milwaukee?
It's overall, it depends where we are. You can go to Germantown. You can go to Waukesha. You can go to Menominee Falls, where it's not a lot of support. Those are where there's a lot of racist people that live out there. They really don't want to see us coming through those cities. The cops treat us a lot different. So we've definitely just made sure that we just definitely made sure that the work that we're doing is just, I'm so sorry. What did you ask me again? I'm sorry about that.
Just what you're hearing. No, you were answering the question, what you're hearing from other people, other communities in the Milwaukee area.
Just making sure I was going the right way. But yeah, yep. I think in the Milwaukee area, we're, you know, in the 53206, 53215, those area codes, there's a lot of support. In Tulsa, when we first went out there, I'm sure you guys have heard about serial killer cop Joseph Mensah, who took three black and brown men's lives in the 5 years that he was in Tulsa. So when we first started marching out there, honestly, the responses were, get out of this neighborhood, go back to where you came from. You guys don't belong here. Yeah, we did have some support, but it wasn't like, you wouldn't say Tulsa is a welcoming place. I'm not going to say Tulsa is a welcoming place currently, but it actually has been from the work that we've done. We've protested in that city probably over 60 to 70 days. So they've gotten to know us, understood where we were coming, understood our stances, understood that we weren't going anywhere until our voices were heard. And not in an aggressive manner. Sometimes, you know, you got to get loud. But understanding where we're coming from. So now we actually have, you know, different coalitions. We have a coalition that we're in with Wauwatosa. So now we're actually starting to kind of see just a different level of support that we have seen in the past. I feel like it's currently a lot of people that weren't choosing a side. They kind of have to now, especially with everything that kind of happened on, I think, last Tuesday. So the Capitol. So yeah, the support has definitely become a bit more natural, normal. It's more frequent now where we go. Besides those few places, Waukesha, Menominee Falls, Germantown, those places are really rough, really rough. You really don't want to drive out there. Muskego, McGonigal, those places, you really want to drive out there. DWB, driving while black. You don't want to do that, especially not at night. So, yeah, that's kind of how the support has been.
We continue our talk with Mariah Smith from Milwaukee and Portia Bennett Bay of Kenosha about their work in the racial justice movement, ongoing organizing efforts. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. We'll bring out a caller now. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this kind of makes me angry. You know, what happened over the summer was a lot of domestic terrorism. There were people that were taking over buildings, who were taking over streets and using the threat of violence in order to get a political decision or political changes. Some of those changes I agree with. And I would tell your guests is I'm one of the people that you want to reach and change minds on, and I'm there with you on a lot of issues. But when you call an entire city, Germantown, racist, you expect people to listen to you? It's just not going to happen.
Steve, thanks for calling in. Mariah, let's start with you responding to that. First of all, you did say you wanted nonviolent protests. What would you say to someone who shared Steve's concerns, though, about some of what you're saying, putting people off?
Yeah, of course. Hey, Steve, I think that's what your name is, Steve. You said his name is Steve, right?
That's right.
All right. Say, hey, guys, how's it going? So maybe your whole city is not racist, but we came to Germantown. We posted that we're going to be out meeting at a park. Before we even got to start our protest, we were met by the police. Okay. We began to walk and we were trailed. We were told we couldn't walk certain ways, which is our right to protest. It's our right to protest. We weren't violent. We weren't aggressive. We were chanting. We're singing, we ready for change. That's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We're chanting for change. We're marching. Not aggressive. But we're marching down the street. We actually get stopped by the police who tells us we can't go a certain way. While this is happening, one of the Germantown residents decides to come out of her house. And what did she do? She actually attacked one of our protesters, smacking her phone out of her hand. This is a white protester. It was a white woman and a white protester. So a black woman intervenes to try to break them up. And guess who got arrested? Steve, I got a question for you. Guess who got arrested?
Steve is off the line now, so you can go ahead and answer your question. Sorry.
Well, I'll answer it for you, Steve. The black woman was arrested. So in that instance, the only person who did not have any type of, she wasn't in the altercation at all besides trying to defuse the situation. She was arrested. So when I say Germantown is racist, and I say Maguanago is racist, and I say that all these cities are racist, I'm referring to the police and a lot of the citizens that live there, residents that live there, because a lot of the times they don't stand up with us who were marching through these streets, not aggressively. Like I said, I'm not sure if you heard the part where I said Tulsa didn't agree with us at first, but now it's an overwhelming, welcoming feeling when we go out there because they have gotten to know us and they understand where we're coming from. We're fighting for our lives at this point. We're not fighting to not wear masks or fighting because Trump didn't win the election. We're fighting because we want to live. We want to go on jogs. We want to be able to sleep in our beds. That's what we're fighting for. So when we're marching through these streets, we're not aggressive. Come march with the People's Revolution. I can assure you that it's gonna be a different type of feeling. If you're on the right side, it's gonna be a different type of feeling, a feeling that you've never felt, because this is a group, as well as the people in Kenosha. These are groups of people who want the same thing, and that's literally just to live.
I want to bring Portia in here. I'm looking at your United as One Facebook page, and with the reaction when the announcement came that the announcement was going to come over charging officers in the Jacob Blake shooting, you're very specifically, you shared a thing saying we are calling for nonviolence in the reaction to that. Can you talk about the importance to you of nonviolent protest?
First and foremost, to address Steve, I mean, to say you're upset about what they choose to put on their radio station, you have a choice to not listen, not to sound disrespectful. Secondly, you can't sit here and put protesters and rioters in the same category. It has been proven multiple times of who are domestic terrorists and who are peaceful protesters. And I have, like I said, worked side by side with TPR where they've came to Kenosha and protested with us. And it was peaceful. We didn't get the decision we wanted for Jacob, but yet and still, we were peaceful. We didn't destroy anything. And the very next day, what happened at the Capitol? They destroyed buildings and people were killed, attacked a police officer. So if you want to categorize people, make sure you have it correctly. We are peaceful protesters. We let it be known that we don't want violence. We always state nonviolence. But because people are chanting and marching in the street, that is our right, legally. So if you're going to get mad at us for abiding by the law that is given, get mad at the ones who created that. But that is our right. So to say those were domestic terrorists, not everyone that comes out there are the domestic terrorists. There were people here that burned down our neighborhoods and car lots and buildings. They weren't with the peaceful ones, though. Those people chose to do what they did on their own. And we live off of that. We ask for nonviolence every single time. You know why? Because community leaders such as TPR and the rest of us get blamed for it, and we're not the ones involved with it. So to say those were domestic terrorists is, no. You got to learn to separate the two, because we've shown numerous times where there is a difference between a protester and a domestic terrorist. Look what happened in D.C. Those were domestic terrorists. People who burned down these buildings, those were domestic. They did what they did. People who protest and do chant, those are not domestic terrorists. Those are normal, everyday people utilizing their First Amendment rights. That's what those people are. Now, when you guys have your protests about school boards and don't want to wear face masks and don't want to, you know, union protests and things like that, are we, so we can say you guys are domestic terrorists because you want to protest with signs, right or wrong? You guys got to learn to stop categorizing us with everyone else, because that's not how we live. We do for our community. We uplift our fellow humanity. We build our community. We help each other in these communities. Domestic terrorists don't do that.
We're talking to Portia Bennett Bay from Kenosha, Mariah Smith from Milwaukee, community organizers in those cities. I want to take just a minute with each of you and ask, what's one change you're hoping to accomplish in 2021 in your community? Mariah, let's start with you.
One change that we're looking to change, I mean, obviously, it's to simply justice for these families. We actually hold a lot of marches where there are families that are still fighting for justice, where the names are not really known. So Corey Stingley, I'll say. I'm going to say Dontre Hamilton. I'll say Joel Acevedo, Derek Williams. These are names that are still, these families are still fighting for justice. So that is what we're, you know, seeing, trying to see directly. And obviously, no more families losing children or family members to police brutality. So holding these officers accountable is a big thing as well. So just really honestly finding a better solution for us as Black and brown people.
And Portia, in our last minute, what you're looking to see change in 2021?
The seats in legislative. If we can get a lot of those seats changed, a lot of laws will be changed. Even with having the election, like I said, with senators and all of that, because their role is to be the voice of the people. And some of them have not been doing that. And I'm not the type to sit back and just shy away from it just because you have a title. That title means nothing to those of us who are on the ground every day and got to hear the cries of our people on a regular basis. So getting these seats changed to where we will actually have people that are in the best interest of the people and actually do their part. Because if it wasn't for the people, they wouldn't be where they are.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to both of our guests, Portia Bennett-Bay, founder of the Kenosha Community Group United is One, and Mariah Smith, organizer with the Milwaukee group The People's Revolution. They talked to us about their organizing work in their respective communities.